not renew my membership of the EFF. I also request to resign all positions in the EFF.
We are not going to have a parallel government run by Helen Zille. There's one president here, and that president is Cyril Ramaphosa.
Bavas J.
Marikana. Marikana.
J.
Honorable members, be in order.
Those who are involved in state capture, action will be taken.
Does that include the top seven?
No.
Why does it not?
Don't start trouble. Nobody's going to announce tomorrow. The results are not correct. If that happens, people will be provoking.
You're dealing with Jacob Zuma. Every stage is a theater for you.
The people of Palestine, they're denied the right to enjoy the freedoms we so love.
Who are blown but not out.
Thank you, Provincial Secretary, for joining us today. There are quite a number of topics and subjects. And as I said before we even started this interview, I've been wanting to talk to you. Charles and Jimmy have been keeping you away from me. But but there are a number of topics.
We apologize on their behalf.
Thank you. There are a number of topics that we need to talk about. But I want to take it back to 2022. Just, I believe it was 2-3 weeks before the elective conference. And then here we start seeing pictures of this Ruben Madenze. And we're asking ourselves, who is this man? And this man was supposed to replace at the time Mr. Denim Caesar, who was running for the position of provincial secretary. Tell me, I want you to go back and tell me how you came about to replace Mr. Denim Caesar.
Thank you very much, and let's take this opportunity and appreciate the moment that is given to us. Yes, of course, it's something that came from structures of the ANC. It also took time for me to be convinced that is the right thing to do. I've been serving structures of the ANC at the background for quite some time, since I was dissolved by the NEC of the Youth League when I was the regional secretary.
Yes.
We were dissolved by the NEC, which was led by a leader who was then expelled because there were issues that they were not comfortable with. And then from that moment, I then concentrated on being a public servant working in a municipality. And also, of course, as an activist, I will go participate in all platforms where there will be gatherings and meetings of the ANC until some of the few comrades came to me and tried to persuade me to stand in for Comrade Denny, who was by then requested to step aside. And, of course, it took time. It was something that, you know, when you go to conference, it's better when you go to conference through process of BGMs and they are nominating. I came towards the tail end of the process of BGMs when everybody has nominated, the branch general meetings have been concluded. So I was then requested and then... But it took a bit of time for me to agree because I comrades were not giving me an opportunity to think about this opportunity that they would want me to do. But finally, here I am. I agreed and I contested and then the structures of the ANC allowed us to then lead them and It's a very serious responsibility given to me by the structures of the ANC. It's not an easy position. Had I knew before, maybe I would have chosen a different position, not a position of provincial secretary. It's a very difficult.
And especially at such a large a province. I mean, this is Limpopo. I believe in 2022 was the second largest province in the ANC, second to KZN. And things might have changed now, where you see Limpopo becoming the biggest, given what has happened in KZN. But I want to just conclude on that particular time before I go to the 2022 national elections. Was it Mr. Denim Caesar Ramaphosa himself or Mr. Stent Matabata himself who advocated for you to pressure you and try to convince you to join their own slate?
No. I was not pressured. We need to be frank and honest. I was not pressured. I was engaged. I was engaged by structures of the organization and also the leadership of the organization. By that time, there were delegations that were sent to me to try and talk to me because some of the comrades who spoke to me, I was vehemently opposed to the idea. Because you'd remember, even in the nominations of additionals, I was not being nominated because I was not as a human being, not necessarily interested to be part of the structure. I led many conferences at the level of the region and at the level of the province. I never wanted to become an REC member or a PEC member. It was something that was not on my radar. So comrades felt I needed to be engaged, but I was engaged by a number of comrades.
Including those two.
They spoke to me. I must not lie, because if I lie here, they can come and say, but we did have a conversation with you. They had to engage me because comrades who were talking to me, they were unable to convince me and they felt they needed to speak to comrades who are more senior to try and talk to me. So it's not like they were handpicking me.
Okay.
They were talking to me because there was this delegation that went to them. We are speaking to this comrade. This comrade is vehemently opposed to this idea and would want you to assist us. And number of comrades, the regional chair and regional secretary of my region, they were part of the people who came and speak to me. Also, the former mayor of Collins Chawane also was very central in trying to convince us so that we can try and I agree. But well, it's water under the bridge. I'm here.
Was there ever a concern for you, given how late you came into the elective conference, that you would be seen as a proxy for instance, Mr. Denim Caesar?
No. There was never a concern from my side because I regard Comrade Denim Caesar as one of the leaders of the province. And as a comrade who has sacrificed much of his youth in exile.
Okay.
So I respect him. I still respect him even now. Regardless of him being on a step aside. He's still the leader of the ANC. You don't lead because you are an elected person in a structure. You can still be a leader of us because of your track record, and the track record of Comrade Denim Caesar speaks for himself. Yes.
I want to now take you to 2022 December elective conference. Now you're going to national.
Yes.
And we've just spoken about how big Limpopo was and the influence of Limpopo. Mm. And at that point, we were uncertain. I remember we were writing all sorts of stories around Limpopo, whether they were talking about the N3 and there were talks about, you know, the Limpopo defecting from supporting Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa to now supporting Mr. Zweli Mkhize. That day when the leadership, particularly the chair and the deputy chair of Limpopo, Mrs. Florence Radzilani and Mr. Sten Mataba, stood in front of your delegates in Nasrec and said, "We are supporting Mr. Zweli Mkhize." What was your thinking?
My thinking is that they have a right to choose whoever leader that they think they will want to associate with. And it is also provided for by the rules of the ANC and also by the Constitution. The only part which I think is a bit problematic on my part is It's when we say ourselves, the structures of the ANC in Limpopo has taken a decision. Mm. I am saying that part is the part that I needed to correct as a provincial secretary, because I've got the responsibility to protect decisions of the structures of the ANC. It's one of my biggest role as a provincial secretary to protect as to what will be the aftermath of protecting those decisions. It's not my issue. What becomes my main issue is that as a provincial secretary, as a chief spokesperson of the ANC at the level of the province, if somebody contradicts decisions of your structure and you are there, you keep quiet. Now, the comrades and structures are not going to blame a person who is contradicting decisions. They will blame this provincial secretary who had this thing, keeps quiet and wants to speak about it in corners. And that is why we needed to clarify the positions of structures, because remember, before conference, you run processes. One of the most critical processes that you run is branch general meetings. Mm. These branch general meetings nominate. So when they nominate, you consolidate their nominations. And when you would have consolidated their nominations, you will have the outcomes of the nomination of the province. Then it means, as a provincial secretary, if branches in majority are saying our preferred candidate as Limpopo, it's Lizek, but you, as a provincial secretary, you want Chal. And when you arrive in a conference and say, no, we think the structures wants Chal. Mm. And the role of the provincial secretary there is central. The provincial secretary must clarify the positions of structures and say, that is not the outcome, because remember, the process is run by my office. Mm. Now, if I keep quiet when people are misquoting structures, it becomes problematic. But there is nothing wrong for a person to have a different view and try to converse in the conference his or her personal view. There is nothing wrong about that. I needed only to clarify on the position of structures of Limpopo.
I think for us, that is when we started seeing a different Ruben Madetse. Mm. In that we thought, you know, like I said before, that you were coming in as a proxy. You were coming in as this lame duck PS who is going to be following or towing the line in terms of what Mr. Stan Matabata and that particular side or faction of the ANC in Limpopo were saying. And we saw a different Madetse in that you came in and you kind of went against the fray in speaking in that in terms of how you spoke against what the chair and the deputy chair were saying. Was this something that for you was also a matter of your ethical background?
Well, I don't think the provincial chair said something.
He did. I've got a video to prove it.
The video was about him joining other candidates. Just some few hours before election processes starts. Mm. I can't remember him saying the structures of the ANC in Limpopo have taken a decision to support Dr. Zweli Mkhize. Mm. I don't. You can prove it me wrong, but I can't remember him saying that.
Okay.
But what I know is that, of course, there were leaders in the province who spoke to say structures we have changed, etc. But, well, I need to re-emphasize, Lizeka, that if you can talk to people who knows me, they will tell you my character, how I do my things, very independent. I don't look at a position of a person. I've differed with many people even before. I've differed with many friends, but we'll still maintain our friendship. Mm. And I'm a person who who speaks out my mind, who will tell you this, I don't think, I don't believe in this. I don't hide. You'll never hear me talking about somebody in the corner to say this person is good, this one is bad. That's why I said, I still respect Comrade Dean, because he has never demonstrated to me a culture of trying to micromanage or manipulate me. He did not call me when we were in the conference to say, please, man, do 1, 2, 3, 4 change, etc., etc. Now, if I was his proxy, definitely he was going to call me and say, no, we have changed. This is the position, etc., etc. He didn't. I must not lie. He didn't. So the people who took that decisions, they took that decisions because of the material conditions on the ground and on the ground at that time. So it's their decisions. But I want just to only clarify this point, that when I got in, you guys from the media, you saw a proxy, and I am saying, from Comrade Denny, I've never seen a comrade who wanted to use me. I saw a brother who wanted me to be a provincial secretary who will try and assist the people of Limpopo.
How damaging was what happened in December 2022 to the leadership of the Limpopo province, to its branches internally?
Well, the branches were not necessarily happy about it, but over time we explained our position as the PEC that remember, when you are a delegate, you also have got the responsibility to lobby or to be lobbied. So there is ultimately nothing wrong of what those comrades did in terms of the rules and the constitution. And even the comrades who maintain the positions of their branches, there is nothing wrong about it. And as the province, we felt we need to move beyond a Nazareth conference and start concentrating on servicing our structures, directing our government on what needs to happen to our communities. And we have moved beyond that. And people thought the PEC is going to be divided over those things that happened at that conference. And I can tell you, unless otherwise, if you prove it to me, from where I'm sitting, I can't remember a PEC meeting where we discussed Nazareth. In the first PEC meeting that we had somewhere in January, when we were preparing for our January statement, we did not discuss about Nazareth. The February PEC, there was a call by the provincial chair of the NC in Limpopo, Comrade Stan, that we need to close ranks. We need to unite. The movement is facing difficult times. We can't keep on going back, wanting to engage on issues of Nazareth. And that was his political input. And the PEC welcomed that. We even issued a statement with regard to that. And our structures accepted that, and we moved ahead. Subsequent to that, there was an NWC visit, because you guys from the media kept on pressurizing national office that there are problems in Limpopo. And they came. And they came, they went to regions. They engaged with regions. Regions told them that we don't have any problem with the leaders. We were only worried about certain statements. But we need to move ahead. And we gave our report also to the NWC visit, and we moved on.
Let's move on ourselves. Now let's get to the now. The ANC Secretary General has spoken quite often about the state of the organization. So many of your leaders, you in the NEC yourself, you know exactly how the state of the organization has been. There's been reports after reports, not only from the elections committee, but also from your veterans, your stewards, and also from the elections committee, which is headed by Mr. Mdumiseni Ntuli, talking about the weakness of your structures, particularly your branches. And while you have fared better than some of your comrades in other provinces, i.e. KZN and Gauteng, but you also had issues going into this particular elections in May. Mm. When we talk about your branch general meetings to elect certain members to be candidates for legislatures and parliament. How have you navigated this? And how is the party, how are you rebuilding as Limpopo?
Thank you very much. You know, when you start any process in the ANC, you are given guidelines and rules. Now, if you stick to rules and guidelines, you'll never go wrong. You stick to rules, guidelines, time frames. Now, if you check how our branches have participated in that processes, in that process, they've participated in the largest, in large number. We were the biggest province that participated in that process because we understand that if we don't participate, we are a very rural province. We are taken as a province that is in periphery by everybody. Now, if we don't show force as the province and participate and nominate representative that we think they will be able to represent our communities, we are running a risk of dropping the ball, where our communities are going to be left with no leaders who will represent them in both the legislature and the national parliament.
Sorry to interject, PS, but are you saying that you are without blemish? Because there's been a lot
I will come to that.
Okay,
I'll come to that. There's no way that we can be without some dark spots. We participated in that process, and that process gave us the outcomes and results. But as well, our structures, our weak points, is the disconnection between our structures and the communities that they are leading. Mm. Because you will still find a situation where there are concerned groups that are taking over, issues of interest to the communities. There will be concern group about water, roads, etc. Under normal circumstances, when there is a branch of the ANC, you don't need a concern group. The branch of the ANC can raise those matters on behalf of those communities with us, with everybody. A chairperson of the branch of the ANC has even the number of president of the republic. Mm. So you don't need mushrooming of concern groups that will go there, they block the roads, damage public infrastructure because they are angry. Those are some of our weaknesses, which we are trying to correct so that we can try and mend our relationship with our community so that we can serve them diligently.
I suppose then the tempering and manipulation which you have been accused of as the PEC, as the leadership of Limpopo, maybe you could speak to that as well. And particularly, there's also a case by Boy Mamabolo who's suing the ANC around this said manipulation.
Okay. The manipulation, the newspaper article never said the PEC manipulated.
No, it didn't.
They were very clear. The provincial secretary manipulated the list. Mm. Now, the rules, the way they were so structured, they said in the provincial list committees, in the national list committees, they don't want any office bearer to participate. I am an office bearer. So I can't participate in the provincial list committee. I only wait for the provincial list committee to conclude its work, hand it to my office, so that I can transmit the message and the documents to the Secretary General's office. And that was my role. There was no manipulation. Then the National List Committee issued a statement in that regard, that that can't happen because the process is not yet there in his table. We is still at the level of the Provincial List Committee, which is reporting direct to the National List Committee. The case of Boy, we went to court with him. He lost on agency, and we close it there. We have received some papers. We're going to respond to his papers. It's not about manipulation. It's about him requested to submit certain documents to the Provincial List Committee, which he did not, and he doesn't deny. It's not like he's saying, no, I've submitted, they lost my document. He says he doesn't see any value of submitting those documents. And the documents, they are needed by the list committee because the list committee is directed by the rules. The rule says all of us need to provide certain documents to the list committee.
I want to perhaps ask about, then you get the results, one of the best performing provinces in terms of the ANC. But the ANC had its own expectation of Limpopo. I remember there were talks about Limpopo has to get 80%. Limpopo was one of those provinces which could put us over the line. Did you feel that pressure as the Limpopo province?
No, of course. Mm. Of course, because there was a research that indicated somewhere in 2022 that from where they're sitting, it's only three provinces that the ANC will win. It's Limpopo with 55%, etc., etc. From that research, we took over a program called Lichima in Limpopo, where we're going full swing to our communities, sit down with them, look at issues that are affecting them, where we can intervene. We intervene where issues needed maybe a bit of time because of budgetary processes of government. We needed to tell them to wait a bit. So we started our elections campaign somewhere in 2022. Late 2022, we're running. And by February or March 2023, Limpopo already, it had launched its election structures across the province. So we were very ready because we were that research scared us as the province, and we said no, we can't get 55%. There is something that we need to do drastically to try and improve the situation. And what are those things? One was that we identify challenges of water in the province as the biggest problem of our province, which the communities are very uncomfortable with us because the municipalities are not giving them water. And we needed to establish a task team to focus on the water provisioning in the province. That task team did a very good job. And the task team, we appointed the most senior person in the PEC, the deputy chairperson, to lead that task team to make sure that executive mayors, at least once per month, they report on the status of water provisioning in their district. And also, we track progress with regard to the projects that are being implemented by our government.
I want to talk to you about... And we're getting into this contentious issue, the three letters. No, we've got enough time.
Okay. All right.
I suppose the first question I would ask is, how has the ANC changed things around since the VBS scandal, particularly in the province?
You will understand that the VBS scandal was dealt with decisively by the 9th Provincial Executive Committee, which was led by Comrade Matavata and Comrade Soviet. They were very decisive on matters of VBS. And we need to appreciate that. It's a fact. upon receiving a report implicating their deployees, within a week, they removed deployees. They even directed their caucuses to look at the officials who are implicated, and all the officials who were implicated by Thierry Mutau's report were suspended, others resigned, others were dismissed. As I'm talking to you, nobody who was implicated by that report from Limpopo, who is a member of the ANC, was not touched by the 9th PEC. The 10th PEC, when we got in, already the matter was well and dusted. So we needed just to focus on other things. That is why the only issue that is preoccupying us as the 10th PEC is the resuscitation of the bank and the reapplication of the mutual bank license.
Are you then saying that the VBS matter is at the rearview mirror in terms of the ANC itself internally, especially with how your organization, the members of your organization, leaders of your organization have been affected?
My view with regard to the matters of VBS is that we have acted as the organization. If there are new facts that people have, or if there is a new report, give us, we'll act. That is our position. But I am not able to comment on issues that are leaked from the media, and that has got nothing to do with us as the PEC. The matters that are residing at national office, we can't be pressured to enter into that fray and start to make comments on matters that the Secretary General of the organization have responded to, and the President of the organization, the President of the country, is attending to. The Parliament has attended to the matter. I mean, Lizeka, you can't expect me to still make a comment on an issue that is being processed by relevant authorities.
I'll tell you why I can expect you to make a comment, PS.
Yes.
Primarily because it affected most of all, yes, while it might have affected some municipalities in other provinces, it affected most of all the Limpopo province.
Yes.
It has damaged the brand of the ANC in Limpopo, which you are still trying to rebuild and revive.
Yes. Yes.
And while the situation might now be a national issue in terms of when we're talking about, now you've introduced Miss Thembi Kadimeng Simlimani, while she might now be a minister of justice and accountable to the president, she was accountable to the ANC in Limpopo at that time.
Yes.
So therefore, it
but
does...
Let me explain. Let me explain. We have acted on the basis of the report penned down by a well-respected advocate called Thierry Mutau. In that report, we can't get what you are trying to push me to respond to. We can't get it in the report. Give us a report so that we can look at it as the PEC of Limpopo and formulate our view. But we kept on saying the PEC of Limpopo still insists that law enforcement agencies must do their work without any favor. If they are people who have wronged or who are on the other side of the law enforcement agencies, they must act on those people.
You said at the Lekgotla, some of the resolutions you came out with was particularly on VBS, was that those who were indirectly or directly involved in the collapse of the bank must feel the full might of the law. And yet, when I look at your own composition of people in government as well as in the PEC, Lepele Ngubi, from Lepele Ngubi Municipality, MEC's Florence Razilane, Nage Dikekane, also hundreds of rands of public money, which was being invested in VBS. And in 2021, Finance MEC Mohai was fired from the International Relations Department for buying non-existent land in New York, and now is in your government. How does that align to the renewal that the ANC consistently preaches about?
I think by now you know that Comrade Florence stepped aside. I think by now you know. By that time, she was the deputy chairperson of the ANC in Limpopo. She stepped aside, and she has served here. Maybe we can call it, if it's in courts, a sentence. She has served her sentence. She was requested to step aside by the integrity committee, and she stepped aside. And let us not look at the issue of VBS based on what we hear from the people. Let's look at the report. What is the report saying about Comrade Florence and Comrade Nakate? It's very clear. It says take corrective measures. They couldn't exercise their financial oversight responsibilities well, and the PEC then acted on them. We can't punish them twice. That will be very much unfair. With regards to issue of Mauhai, I am not privy about the facts because remember, when you are a DG, you are operating at the level, he was operating at the level of national. But what I know is that there are labor court processes that Mauhai and Derko, they are still pursuing. It's not like the matter, it's not like Mauhai is agreeing that indeed he has signed things that he did not understand or know. So he's still challenging the matter. And let's await for the finalization of the matter, and the Limpopo PEC will formulate its view with regard to that.
I want to ask you about what President Thabo Mbeki recently said. President Thabo Mbeki was saying that the step-aside resolution should be broadened for those who are implicated to also voluntarily step aside, in that what it has done to the ANC consistently in these elections, the fact that some of you are not stepping aside, the fact that some of you have this blemish and have been tainted, it has... The brand ANC has continued to decline. And maybe this is time. And when we're talking about individuals like the Justice Minister, is it not prudent for them to step aside, at least for the time being, while they're trying to prove their innocence, to just, retain the brand ANC? And we're not talking about whether they... guilty or not, but we're talking about brand ANC. Preserve that brand. What is your opinion on that?
With regard to the matter of Comrade Thembi, I think the matter is being processed at a level above the PEC, and I want to also appeal to you that this matter, if you feel so strong about it, you may need to talk to the Secretary General about it, because I am a substructure of the NEC. Now, if I start to comment on matters that reside within the domain of the NEC, I will be plunging the organization into a big problem. I don't want to do that because there are mics and cameras. I'm just saying, as a matter of principle, this matter of Comrade Thembi, it's a matter which is above our level as the province, and would appeal with you that if you need more about it, if you want to write more about it, you may need to talk to National.
You're not the one.
I'm not. I'm it's like you crying in a wrong funeral. Yeah. So with well, the view of our veterans and former president, they need to be interrogated internally within the structures. I don't want to engage former President Mbeki through this platform. I also sit in the NEC representing the structures of the NEC in Limpopo. I am going to raise my view with regard to the matter inside the NEC. I don't, because this matter, if I start to talk about the view of former President Mbeki, when I know that there is,
I want to hear your view. I want to hear your view.
No, that's what I don't want to raise because those are deep internal matters of the ANC. Now, if I raise them in a wrong platform, even when now I'm afforded an opportunity to raise these issues, by that time I will be compromised. So I'll reserve my right to comment on that matter until such time when the matter is tabled in the NEC, where I'm going to raise my view.
Perhaps let me change the way I framed my question, and ask you as the provincial secretary, as the leader of the ANC, given how tainted brand ANC has been by people who are either implicated, people who are either charged, is there scope to do more?
When you are a provincial secretary or secretary general or a regional secretary or the secretary of the ANC, you are the custodian of rules of the organization. Now, if you start to formulate your own rules inside the studio, you will create problems, especially when you are, you can do that with PEC members and other people, especially when you are a provincial secretary or secretary general. If I start to formulate my own view, now I'll be plunging the organization into disrepute because there will be comrades who will call in here and say to you, we want a right of apply. We think the provincial secretary is not representing our organization very well. Remember, I came here as a provincial secretary of the ANC in Limpopo. You are not just interviewing Madhaje. You are interviewing Madhaje, a provincial secretary of the ANC in Limpopo, who must represent structures of the ANC in each and every platform. He must be seen to be representing structures of the ANC in Limpopo and not be too excited with microphones. Start to speak issues that are outside of his domain.
Okay, well, I'll leave you there. But I've got two last questions. I see we are running out of time. I want to speak about Floyd Chivambu.
Yes.
The MK party, it decimated the ANC in KZN, nearly destroyed you here in Gauteng. Now they have managed to get a formidable player in politics whom you know during your youth league days, Floyd Chivambu, whom they have, we have heard that, you know, is they are part of their strategy is to grow beyond this quote unquote Zulu nation or that particular tribe. And there is ambitions for Floyd Chivambu to kind of infiltrate Limpopo and be able to grow the party in that particular province. Your reaction to MK firstly, and its how it managed this feat against the ANC, but also are you at all concerned about Floyd Chivambu in Limpopo?
No, we're not. He was a deputy president of the EFF. Both him and his president, they are from Limpopo. So we're not concerned. We're not concerned about his movement, whether he goes to DA or whatever. We're not concerned. We're not worried about that. He's not from the ANC. I can't respond. I can't be expected to respond on a movement of a member of an opposition party to join another opposition party. I can't be expected to formulate a view with regard to that. That would be very unfair for me to do. How do I come here all the way from Limpopo to formulate a view to speak about his movement? Remember, even in our PEC, we have since had two PECs. We did not even reflect, even in the political input of the provincial chair, we did not even reflect about his movement. We're not worried about that. We are more concerned and worried about the pace that our government needs to have to deliver services to our people. That is where we are focusing. We are not focusing on who goes where, what time, etc., etc. It's not our issue. And remember, even when you talk about structures of the ANC in KZN, I think comrades from KZN, they can be best suited to respond to that issue, whether he is going to have impact in KZN or whatever, whatever. But in Limpopo, we'll match him pound to pound. It's not a problem. We're not worried about that. We'll meet on the ground.
And then when it comes to your action to MK Party and its electoral outcomes?
In Limpopo.
Not in Limpopo. You're an NDC member, Piers.
Lizaga. Don't you know that they did not even get a percentage?
But you are an NDC member.
I'm asking you. Don't you know?
Yes, I do.
Do you know, Lizaga, that there are structures of the ANC in Limpopo that I represent? I can't come here and start to be defocused and speak about other people. I'm coming here as a provincial secretary of the ANC in Limpopo. That is why every time when you want to move out of Limpopo, I nudge you to come back to Limpopo, because that is what I'm interested in. I'm not worried about what is happening in other provinces, because other provinces have got their provincial secretary. And this provincial secretary who speaks on behalf of other provinces, is he a super provincial secretary? No. There is no super provincial secretary in terms of the constitution of the ANC. I must speak on behalf of the structures of the ANC and the membership of the ANC in Limpopo, and provide feedback to them through your platform. This is how far we have gone, and these are our plans. I don't want to comment about other parties of other people. Let them go let them come here, speak to you about their parties. The ANC in Limpopo, we have got what we got, but we need to do more. I need to re-emphasize that. Our government, it has got capacity to do more. Remember, we are from an era where Comrade Stern was recalled to come and stabilize the politics of the province and stabilize the government. He did that with distinction. No debate about it. The financial health of departments in the province, the financial books, they are very healthy in the province. Though we need to tighten here and there, but as a matter of facts, there is an improvement with the financial affairs of the province, because he was hands on in that regard. Now, structures of the ANC, when the PEC by then was dissolved, they had problems. He had tried his level best to bring everybody on board and unite the province to move as one unit. We will always have a divergent views. In politics, it's normal. But if you look at the politics of the province, you will come to realize that the people of Limpopo, the PEC of Limpopo, it is doing what is expected of it to do when it comes to whether it's a matter of deployments. We don't believe in these things of paging people, that because this person, when I went to conference, he was not supporting me, this person must be cut to pieces. We don't believe in those politics in Limpopo. We believe in facts. What are the issues? Even if there are issues that we are not comfortable with, we don't just surprise you. We come and tell you, these are the issues that you, MEC, you, mayor, you are unable to do. Can you please respond to these issues? And we'll take decisions from there.
Now, my last question, we have run out of time, but my last question to you is, I asked the president this when he had a media conversation with us, around the ANC's penchant for releasing or recalling presidents before their term ends. And given that We are now in the second term of the president, and there are several projects which are and programs which are underway, particularly now with this GNU. Where does Limpopo stand with the full term of the president?
What was the response of the president first?
No, I want to hear your response.
No, I will respond. But you can't just say you spoke to the president.
Well, the president skirted around.
Because I'm interested in his response.
The president skirted around the issue, but he seems confident that he is going to serve a full term.
Okay. The president is deployed in government by the ANC structures and also by the constitution of the ANC. Now, with regard to that, the structures of the ANC, which is the National Executive Committee in that regard, it is empowered to take a decision. If it assesses the President Ramaphosa and think he is doing fairly well, they will allow him to complete. I don't think even the presidents who were recalled were not spoken to and told what are the issues. I don't think the NEC will just convene a meeting and say, we're recalling. And then they, let's recall. Let's vote. It's not like that. Of course, it is based on certain information that will be at the disposal of the NEC, during that time. Now, from where I'm sitting, I know that for this seventh administration, as we are talking, the president of the republic is President Ramaphosa. I know that. And I'm not worried as to whether the term, he will finish the term or he won't finish the term, because it's not my decision or my judgment to make. I think he's doing fairly well when it comes to GNU. He's trying to navigate it very well. And we hope that we can arrive in the next election with the same vigor that we are seeing from him and the cabinet. Remember, all of us, our responsibility is to try by all means to improve the conditions and the lives of our people.
Does that not mean stability, even within the ANC? Because what you're saying, you are, in effect, skirting around the issue. And I'm asking you, is the president, because what we've seen with the previous president and the president before him, is that the ANC has a tendency to recall people before they serve their time. Mm-hmm. Does this not worry you when it comes to the stability, not only of the ANC, but the stability of the country and the programs which you have initiated in Limpopo that you speak of?
Lizeka, me and you, we can't ask and respond to each other like a teacher and a learner. A teacher, when he or she asks a question, she's got what you call a memorandum. Mm. A memorandum is a set of responses. Mm. Immediately when the learner gives back an answer, the teacher goes to the memorandum to check if this answer is right or wrong. I have responded to your question. It might not be that I've responded to a satisfactory, but the fact is that I've tried to respond to your question to the best of my ability. So I can't keep on responding to one question because it's being raised in different angles. Tomorrow you will say, no, I'm flip flopping. I'm not consistent. I've responded to that question that we hope the GNU and the work of the president will deliver services to our communities and change the conditions and the lives of our people on the ground.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Wadense. Thank you for your time.
Much appreciated, my sister Lizeka.
Of course.